Nigeria Info.
Now, if you're just joining us, you're welcome. We started quite early today on the show. The president gave a speech at 7, and we started the analysis of the speech, because ordinarily the speech would have been in the papers, but then, you know, the speech isn't in the papers this morning, so we had to start from there. Okay. Now, before we move away from the speech, right, let's touch on one other thing. In that speech that the president mentioned, and that's a very important part of it all. If we reintroduce 200 naira, will it make any difference? Now, this is why I ask this question, right? When people were returning the old 200, 500, and 1000 naira notes, the scarcity had started.
Yeah.
The new notes were just there. People were still using, some were still using the old notes. Now we have three notes removed from circulation. Now we're returning just one note to it. Will it make any difference at all?
Any difference to who now?
To the people, of course. To the people. Yeah. Much that it will reduce the tension.
What I believe is this. You know, let's get back to the beginning. This idea or this new policy was kept strictly between Emefiele and the president, mm-hmm. and therefore had a lot of limitations, and that would include production of the money. Mm. Okay, mm. So there were limitations. Even the Minister for Finance didn't know about it. That shows you how strong a secret it was. Mm. So it's going to take time for them to bring in the new notes. In reality, that's why you have some of them fading, they have a few deficiencies here and there. Mm. But in the interim, the CBN, I am sure, is loaded with 200 naira notes.
Okay,
and don't forget that when it comes to cash, really, you're looking at the lower end of society, to put it bluntly. The elites, with the kind of amounts that they spend, are not expected. You know, you're not expected to sell a car, for example, for the 12 million in cash and so on and so forth. Mm. Okay, so what it means, and what I hope will happen, is there will be loads of 200 naira notes. Mm. The CBN probably has loads of them stacked somewhere.
Okay.
They push them out, and that will bring down the suffering of the masses. But don't let's forget, I want us to call attention to what the president said here.
Okay.
And he says that considering the health of our economy and the legacy we must bequeath to the next administration and future generations of Nigeria, I admonish every citizen to strive harder to make their deposits by taking advantage of the platforms and windows being provided by the CBN. Meaning, if you have the old 1,000 naira notes anyway, you can take it to the CBN. Mm. They have a process where they will take your identity, your BVN, your this and that. So if you genuinely have 1,000 naira notes, the door is not closed, but you have to go to the CBN. Now, the president also says that I wish to once more appeal for your understanding till we overcome this difficult transient phase. And he says that he talks about fellow citizens on the 29th of February, the nation will be electing president and National Assembly members. But he says, I am aware that this new monetary policy has also contributed immensely to the minimization of the influence of money in politics. And he describes it as a positive departure from the past and represents a bold legacy step by this administration to laying a strong foundation for free and fair elections. Mm. So I'm going to be appealing, you know, to our people, especially those who are suffering. I hope the CBN will come out very quickly with some assurances that will say, don't go to the ATMs just yet. By Friday or whatever date, we will pump 200 naira notes to the banks, and you'll be able to withdraw your 5,000, your 10,000, even your 20,000 in 200 naira notes. The most important thing is this. Intelligence reports at the end of the day have shown the president that these politicians have stashed up this money in 1,000 naira notes, in galamos gold bags, in cement bags, some buried in cemetery, some buried in grave sites, some buried in soak away, all kinds of things. It's all put in the roof. Some are in farms to make sure that these people do not have access to this money. And if they are sure of the money, the thing is, if you are sure the money you have is legitimate, take your 50 million naira to the bank in 1,000 naira notes, go to the CBN. They will take your photograph. They will take your whatever identification you need, and it will be well documented. So I think it's a win-win situation, really. But our people must be ready to bear inconveniences to free themselves. This election in 2023 is the freedom fight. If you don't know, you better know now. The option you have is, if you want to continue to be enslaved, fine. If you don't want to stop being enslaved and you want some element, you're not going to get full freedom. Let me prepare your mind for that. But at least you'll be able to take the rope off your hands and, you know, struggle out for some air. So let's all be patient. And I think at the end of the day, all this will be over by this time next week. By this time next week, things will ease up. Because part of the president's problem is that it appears these people are also mopping up the new 1,000 naira notes, not necessarily through changing. What will long be woe me?
No, honestly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The feelers we are getting. You see, the funny thing about these politicians is they don't understand that it's not everybody in the civil service that aids them in this, that is in line with their thoughts. So we get the stories. We get the stories of money leaving a state. For some people are going to end up in prison. Hopefully, if we are able to free ourselves from the shackles of these people. Some people now who are buying the latest jeeps and so on, driving all over town, big boy, they are going to end up in prison. Because the amount and the audacity with which state funds are being... You saw the other day one governor approved 500 million to welcome, you know, his candidates to the state from state money. One governor in the north, from state money, approved because the candidate of his party was coming to campaign. He's from state money, 500 million. Amoboyeve Kufumbabani, or we don't know what it is. Sheriff.
Yeah. Three killed as protests rock Oyo, Edo, Benue, others. That story is in the Vanguard newspaper. Do you see this stopping now, especially with this broadcast?
Well, no, not with this broadcast. It might not stop immediately, because let me also be honest with you. I have a feeling that some of these top politicians are also engineering this. They want to create a state of crisis. I have that feeling. I'm not saying people are not suffering and people are not reacting, but I have a feeling that they're fueling it. With what the president has said now, maybe we'll be expecting a bit more of this. Maybe. Yes, because...
Instead of it dying down?
Because if you look at the temperament of somebody like El-Rufai, he's spoiling for a fight. He's almost called the president incompetent. He says it in a roundabout manner and says those around the president. You know, he has lost confidence in them. He, particularly of all the governors, is spoiling for a fight. And the development that happened yesterday, I think Lagos State and two other states joined the other states who sued the federal government. But two PDP states, that's at the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Two PDP states.
I think Edo and one of
them. Edo is one. Yeah. And Bayelsa. Have joined the federal government. So we are in for a very strong confrontation. How the president is going to handle this, we don't know. It's a pity. Some of the major actors in these things, believe you me, if not for the immunity they had, some of them should almost be charged for treason, because you're whipping up sentiments, you're doing all kinds of things, wanting to destabilize government for your own selfish ends. And I don't think that should happen. So we appeal to people. Look, we all fell for... The last time you find me falling for something like this was one that happened during Jonathan's time, when we were all fighting that subsidy should stay. We didn't know that we were fighting for other people to become multi-billionaires. We didn't know. So I have a feeling there could be an escalation. The president, I believe, should have the capacity, should have, with the DSS, the capacity to deal with it. Flush out some people. My major problem is this. How many people are with the president on this, both those on the inside and the outside? Remember that when we talk about politicians, a lot of civil servants and whatever people in government are all affected. They too, like my principal would say, they too have stashes of money stashed up in their years of service. You know, they never take the money to the banks. In their years of service, they too have it in their homes. So the president seems to be fighting this principally alone. We honestly don't know who is with him and who is not on this. There will be compromises. You can't run away from that. They try to frustrate and truncate what the president is doing. But we, the people, should realize one thing. You do not get freedom served to you a la carte. People who have gotten free somewhat have had to sacrifice. For example, the well-known Nelson Mandela went to prison for 27 years. I'm not saying you should suffer for 27 years. But you must be ready to make certain sacrifices so that ultimately, at least if you are not totally free, somebody can take the shackles off your leg, before we now talk of shackles of your hand. So that's what I think it is.
It's looking like a grandstanding now, like you've said. El-Rufai is saying that it's either the entire note for 1 year or no deal at all.
So, okay, so the question to ask El-Rufai is that if there's no deal at all, what does he want to do?
The case is still in court. Because the proposal that I heard, extended to him, was that let's settle out of court.
Yes.
Now, these are the terms. And he rejected it.
I don't understand anything about the judiciary. I have my reservations, but that's neither here nor there. I'm not saying, you know, case or no case. But the Supreme Court has adjourned to the 22nd.
That's right.
Eh?
That's right.
The major election is on the 25th.
So guess what? If we have other states joining that case, there might be another adjournment.
Yes. It will be a strategy to lend to keep the case going whilst the president's aim has been achieved. After the presidential elections, that's it. Done deal. The rest will be rhetoric. The rest will be rhetoric. And some people shouldn't believe that they have the exclusive right to dictate to the president in this country. What about the ordinary people? Just because you're a governor and you have we can also dictate to the president that go ahead. If there's a need for a referendum, so be it. We can also dictate. We can't allow a set of people. These governors, to put it bluntly, have held us to ransom for so long. They did it in Obasanjo's time. They did it in Jonathan's time. And their claim is that, they're doing it. Why is it now? Of all the when the universities were locked down, did you hear any governor?
For 8 months.
Did you hear any governor? Why is it now? Our governors, it's a pity that the sycophants around them don't let them realize and know what people actually feel about them, even though they are elected representatives of the people. And remember that what Buhari is doing now is going to expose whether in truth some of these people are true representatives of the people, whether they were actually voted in. So let's see how it goes. They will lose some money. There's no doubt about that. But we must be careful because they can quickly replenish it. Let me tell you something I've noticed about politicians. If they need X amount of money from government coffers, if it's not available, they'll go and borrow it. They'll quickly put one project outside, go and get some financing from somewhere and whack the money. And the project will die and will always be in debt. Check history. Yes. They will always do it. That's a project that should take about 2 years, takes about 15 years. And yet you come and celebrate it as if it's the best thing that happened since last bread. In between, you have various... Every time you have a variation, they need more money. We have to this contract. You know, when we signed it, it was this. Dollar was that. You compare... We've seen cases. They've compared some of the projects that we've seen, compared it with what happens in other countries. Sometimes the difference is multiplied by 25. Meaning that the contract that you would do for 25 million is done in another country for 1 million. I think the move has started for a better Nigeria, and I hope it is sustained.
Okay, then. It's 7:46. I mean, we could talk about this all morning, really.
Yeah, let's talk about something nice. Mm.
Senator Olorunbe Mamora is 70.
Yes, this is a man. This is a man that I respect, and if he's listening, I've only met him once, and I hugged him and told him, this is a man that I respect. When you talk about politicians, Dr. Mamora has carried himself remarkably well. Class, you can see. He's what Yorubas will call an omoluabi.
Mm.
He's not inclined to all these dirty hustlings and whatever. So, Dr. Mamora, I toast you this morning. I wish you all the best. Dr. Mamora was a one-time senator. He would have made governor, but well, let's leave that one, Jerry. That's another story. But he's a man who can walk away from anything. And today, he's even a minister, come to think of it. He's a minister of state for health.
Mm.
Yes, Dr. Mamora, happy birthday. And I wish you all the best. I wish I knew. This is, you're getting a lot more champagne. This is what I don't know.
You know?
But probably, could he be in the Bahamas?
I don't know.
I don't think you'll have a grand party at this time. I don't know. Happy birthday, sir. Happy birthday to you.
Mm. In the Punch, we take this one here from their economy page. CBN opens portal for old Naira notes deposits.
Okay. If you don't know, if you have the old Naira notes, listen to this very carefully. It says that to deposit, it says a guideline on the deposit of old 1,500 and 200 banknotes showed that the process commenced on Wednesday and would run till Friday, February 17. To deposit old notes at a CBN branch, in case you don't know, customers will be required to have have completed online application, a copy of valid means of identification, and completed teller. Once the account is verified, the equivalent of the cash will then be deposited in the customer's bank account. CBN branches do not open accounts for individuals. So you can't go there if you don't have a bank account. Okay? As such, individuals who wish to deposit their old design notes must have an active account with a deposit money bank. Individuals who wish to deposit their old redesigned notes are required to be orderly and comply with the instructions of the security personnel and other staff when in the bank's premises. If validation turns out negative, the bank will return the unvalidated old design notes in the form deposit. That means if you carry your Ghana, must go back there, and all the processes show you up. You can't. They just give it back to you. Hello, Fidano. Hello. Or you can use it to roast corn. You can use it. Oboli. You know, people. You know, one thing about life is you look back and. Do you know how to use what you call a coal pot?
Yes, of course.
Because when I was growing up, there was no gas.
Oh, yeah.
I was about 7 or 8 when sun gas came.
Yeah.
And because so many houses were going up in flames, my parents then were a bit careful about having sun gas. So I made breakfast for my dad every Sunday, either on coal pot or using ogusho and wood and so on and so forth.
I could do a good shot too.
So if you have these notes, talk about my neighbor and I love you.
And they've also said that, you know, even when you go to the CBN, once the monies are accepted, they will not give you back new notes. They will just credit your account.
Yes.
So don't go there and be asking, I don't have money to go back home. No, they will not give you cash.
Because there are people who genuinely have cash at home.
Right.
The traders, cocoa farmers, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Take advantage of the banking system. Take advantage. You might not want to be doing transfer online and whatever, but don't keep these monies at home. That was in the past. In the past, mothers would say, my grandmother would say, Alade, she would go into the room, she would search everywhere, looking everywhere, and then come out after bringing up the bed sheet and the mattress and everything. Come out. Nobody does that anymore. Our people need to be educated about the need, if your money is legitimate, to keep your money in the bank. And yes, you might not want to have debit card or whatever. I can't remember the last time I wrote a check for somebody to go and cash money over the counter. Nobody does that.
No. That was a long time ago. Except for the companies.
When I said, do you know how to use Coupot? You couldn't answer.
I answered though.
Do you know what is called Ogusho?
Of course.
What is it?
It's like something like this.
Like, it's like actually.
In fact, they even sell itself.
Like, do you still sell Ogusho?
Oh, yes, of course. They still do.
Yeah.
Yes, they still do. We still have coal pots.
Bring coal pot or Adogon here now. Sharp, sharp. I'll get soup ready.
No, I can't. I cannot do Adogon. Adogon is too big. But the coal pot.
Adogon is that's what they use for another fry. Puff, puff. And okay, now they use gas or something.
They use gas now. Adogon, to light up Adogon is very stressful.
You know, okay, so I lost an aunt yesterday and I went quickly for the funeral. Sorry. May she rest in peace. And we went, and I remembered that it just occurred to me as I was standing in one corner that had this been like 20, 30 years ago, all the yawos would be running up and
everywhere.
Down. They'd be running while some of you would be crying in one corner that the person is believed.
Yeah.
All that was done. They just gave everybody packed food and go home.
And that's it.
Nigeria is changing, man. May us rest in peace.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Let's go to Daily Trust. On this page, we have two stories that we're going to treat. First one reads, no Northerner should be stopped from becoming president. Northern Elders Forum.
Yes, this is credited to Professor Ango Abdullahi. And I say, yes, once our constitution allows it, I don't see why not. It's all politics at the end of the day. For me, what is most important is who is going to change Nigeria. And that's why I had a very strong support for Buhari 8 years ago, but he fell my hand. But so be it. We will continue trying. And I'm not going to be voting for somebody just because it's from my tribe. I mean, it's not anybody's turn. It's open. And you had better have that mindset because it's better for you to vote for a competent person who will even favor his people. At least you will be able to get the trickles. This idea of, it is our turn, bring our son. The world has moved on beyond that. The current Prime Minister of the United Kingdom is of Indian origin. The mayor, like the governor of Lagos, is of Indian origin. His deputy is Pakistani. The world has moved on. What you should want is who can deliver the goods. And I maintain what I said one time. Are you saying that if Mara wants to run for governorship in Lagos, I'll say because I'm from Isaleko, there's another incompetent Isaleko man. I would rather vote for him than vote. Of course I wouldn't. When I'm confronted with that, I say I'm not a government contractor. I've done my job quietly in my life, and I'm happy with what God has given me. What do I gain? What do you gain by just looking up and saying, yes, it's from my town. It's from your town, and then what? Don't allow these politicians. The people who do this are your leaders who go up there demanding for contracts and so on and so forth. Will it ever get to you? The answer is no. The answer is no. So in this next election, whether it's North or South, vote for somebody who can at least make your country livable. Your own people that you voted for in the past, they worked all the money and have completely enslaved you. You know, education that used to be a legacy in the West, where is it today? Today is all about money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. When the attention was on education, well-being, good behavior, good governance, now it's all about money, money, money. And then you keep... Now they're beating people up in certain areas because they suspect you won't vote for them. Those are the people that you empowered. You see the consequences? So please, in this, and I agree with that, Ango Abdullahi, it's all politics. May the best man win. Period. Are you... Don't let me ask you who you're voting for.
No. Don't.
Okay, who would you not vote for?
No comment. No comment. No comment at all. What? What? What is it?
No, you know, it's a pity on radio. You can't, you know, you really can't express yourself. Dear.
Let's take our last story. Akeredolu to Buhari, sack Emefiele. He's out to frustrate Tinubu.
I mean, Akiti, he fall my hand. From coming from a governor and my personal friend for years, a senior advocate, how can you say that this policy is out to frustrate Tinubu? How? Has he seized Tinubu's money? How? Explain to us. What you're actually doing is you're exposing the things that we are thinking of. let's think deeply before we say these things. He says here that Akeredolu spoke yesterday while playing host to Seyi Tinubu. Okay, that's Bola Tinubu's son. Mm. And he said the policy was meant to demarket Bola Tinubu. How? This is a general policy that we all think is the best. So how is one man the target of this kind of policy? Okay, so how does it target him? I would like him to explain, Akiti. Come and explain to me how this policy demarcates Tinubu. Nobody has mentioned the name in this. Has anybody said so? Even the governors that we've been saying, Tinubu is not a governor, he's a candidate. Mm. And therefore, he says that the governor noted that Nigerians were feeling hardship occasioned by swapping and so on and so forth. Added that Emefiele was no longer fit to continue leading the Apex Bank. He's carrying out, if you want to face the president, face him. the president has claimed ownership. Go and face the president. Stop hiding behind
him. He said the same thing this morning.
Emefiele has his own faults, no doubt. You know, but in this particular case, so the president has claimed ownership. Go and face him and tell him how all this is demarcating Tinubu. I'd love to know.
Let's leave it there this morning. Let's leave it there. We have to go now. Thank you so much for coming around.
Thank you.
Yep. He's back at 9 o'clock. Let's bring you the news now. When we return, we'll discuss health this morning on the Morning Crossfire.
I know say everybody getting time, I don't go lose faith.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.